Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. It is a beautiful time of year. The weather's turning. Spring football is in the air. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee to the program. Clark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing awesome, man. Good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. We got the black and gold spring game coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock at First Bank Stadium. By the way, you can hear that action here on 102.5 The Game. So, Clark, let's just start there. What's the spring been like for you and your program to this point, and how much you looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, you know, I don't know that there's a program in the country that's had a bad spring. You know, it's typically we like to see everything in the most positive light this time of year. But, you know, here's what we've been able to do. You know, in the winter, our guys were training with a strength coach that they'd become familiar with from last year. And so systems have been retained. People have been retained. There's a level of comfort. It feels like year two. And that's exciting because we felt like we made a ton of progress a year ago, you know, and feel like we've retained a pretty good team. We've added some pieces to it that I think will help us. And I've been impressed with the work we've gotten accomplished through the winter and, again, training in the weight room to now having, you know, we'll have practice 14 today, which will be like a walkthrough. You know, that's been competitive. It's been spirited. We've had fun. And so tomorrow is going to be a celebration of all that. And it'll be, you know, it'll be a quick afternoon. We'll be playing for right at an hour. But I think it'll give fans a chance to see, obviously, some of the players they've become familiar with and some new players, just a chance to engage with the program and check in on the progress and get games at 1 o'clock. The kids zone opens at 11 a.m., if the two of you guys want to get out there, and we'll have some donuts maybe, and you guys can run around and play on the slides and such.
Oh, but, that's all I need.
Oh, there's not a weight there's not a weight limit on those?
No, no. Okay. Listen, it's the technological advances. and then we're going to do some autographs after the game too. So I think it'll be a great afternoon, and again, it's just a chance for everyone to check in on progress, but also really look forward to what the fall could hold for our program.
So you're not, obviously, a coach who's freaked out about spies showing up and scouting your players. But seriously, some coaches have gotten rid of these spring games. Have you thought about that at all, Clark? Or, like, I mean, are we looking out for spies tomorrow? Like, what do you think about all that?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I understand kind of the concerns and the conditions right now for our game. I mean, it's chaos. And so what I'm doing is what I think is best for our program. And we're still trying to build, out our community. You know, I think we had a season that has gotten people excited. We have a team that gets people excited, and I want to share in that with Nashville and give ourselves a chance to continue to build. And that's more important to me than being fearful of people coming in and trying to poach our players. And I'm not naive anymore to the fact that, you know, I mean, the portal will open next week and I think I have a pretty good pulse on where we are. And I think there's going to have to be some necessary turnover here. So it's not like we're going to get out of that without losing players. That's just a part of roster management. But at the same time, you know, we're a little different here in that, you know, these guys on our team, they've invested a lot. They've really done hard things together, and I think they feel some ownership stake in what we're doing. And I mean, look, they're all excited. They wanna continue to help this program that we've all poured into reach for new levels of success. And I think we all kind of can feel the opportunity we have to do that. And so rather than be fearful of some external force coming in and trying to, you know, mess with that, I'm really more interested in us, you know, having the opportunity to celebrate the progress we made together and then also to do it with our community. I think that's so important here because part of the mission is to obviously to build a program that cares about itself and you know, that again, you know, has a group of people that are investing independent of what anyone else thinks about what we're doing. But also as a Nashvilleian, as someone who grew up in this city and grew up going to games, you know, I want to build out a community that supports our team so that, you know, Saturdays in the fall in First Bank Stadium or something that create memories for people. And again, the spring game tomorrow is a chance for us to do that.
And you can get tickets at VUCommodores.com, free parking out there as well. So it should be a great time coming up tomorrow. So Clark, you talk about the investment level, and I'm just curious, you saw some payoff for that last year. It was such a fun year to watch you guys and to be a part of all that. So in the aftermath of that, how energizing has the year that you all had last year been for you, been for your guys, this program, and how have you kind of seen that manifest itself to this point in the spring?
Well, the challenge is always to reset yourself. And I mean, you know, I learned, you know, a couple years ago that you can see kind of signs of progress, but you got to still systems check and scrutinize everything because, you know, especially in our league, you know, you're not guaranteed anything by way of, you know, doubling down on your process and thinking that's going to lead to better results. So here's what we learned last year. You know, we learned we can be good enough to win games if we play within our identity and strategy. I saw a team that was 2-2 and had come off a tough loss at Georgia State and a double overtime loss at Missouri, you know, set its jaw and really reestablish the things that were most important to us. Hey, we're going to play with an identity, which is a chip on our shoulder and have an edge. We're going to play to a strategy, which is about game control offense and point limitation defense. And we needed to eliminate penalties and some of those self-imposed errors. And we committed to it and we were able to then turn and turn some results and really be in some competitive games where, you know, we felt like we were able to play with anyone. Now, I felt as the year wore on, and particularly after the Auburn game, and we were beat up, and it felt as though we had kind of squeezed everything out of the tube to get to six. And though we came in the South Carolina game and in the LSU game and the Tennessee game, I thought we had the right spirit. We weren't able to sustain play to allow ourselves to win in those games. And so a lot was learned about the need for depth, about the need to really think about how we sustain performance through the season. If we want to win late in our conference, we're going to have to take a healthy and fresh team into November. And obviously the goal for us is to play into January. And so, you know, we've been addressing that right now with, you know, kind of what we're asking our players to do and sacrifice in their own habits. Obviously, in the way we train them to set the course for, you know, durability. And then as we shift into the summer and then the fall camp, I'm going to be really thinking long and hard about how we practice day in, day out, so that, again, we have a fresh team late in the season. I think all those things are points of improvement for us. When you look at our actual season, I mean, you know, analytically, we performed lights out in very specific areas that we emphasize. And there's also places where, you know, continued performance at the level that we played at a year ago, there's no way it's sustainable. And one of those would be third down defense. You know, we have to improve in that area. Another would be explosive plays on offense. Again, an area we have to improve upon. So we've taken time to address those things, and we'll continue through the summer and the fall camp to finally answer your question about what the feeling has been. We're all just so excited because I think we see the specific areas we need to address. I think we have clarity on that, and we've intentionally and purposefully worked on those areas. And so every day you feel like you're taking ground on the mission. And we know that the league strengthens. We know the schedule's hard. We know all those things. But what we're going to do is focus on ourselves and try to be the best possible version of Vanderbilt football that we can be and know that that's going to be good enough. And we're going to have a chance to, again, to build on the progress of last season in the fall.
How is Diego Pavia's health, Clark? Is he going to get a lot of action tomorrow? I know he didn't play a ton in the scrimmage last week.
He'll obviously we're not gonna hit him. And his health is great. I mean, I watched him put on a master class yesterday. We were working kind of fourth down and throw situations tight to the goal line. So it'd be like, to me, some of the hardest calls to make defensively are like, you know, you got fourth and 10 or fourth and 8 from the 8, fourth and 10 from the 10. Those are really challenging. You know, do you pressure? Who do you leave on an island? Where can you double? Like, and so I think those situations are important to work in practice. So we were doing that yesterday, and within that too, some third down situations also. And just to watch him, you know, use the play clock, identify where the pressure's coming from, change protections, move the formation around to account for it, and then, you know, and then extend the play and find an open receiver. I mean, it's you know, he gets so much attention for his play personality and his charisma and that swagger, which we all love. I think what's undervalued in him is the process he takes day in, day out to his work, the level of connection he builds with his teammates, some of the things he does in the quiet corners of the building that really strengthen our program. But beyond that, I mean, this kid is a really smart football player. And, you know, what I watched yesterday, I've not seen from a quarterback, just in terms of the way he can handle himself, the way he can see it, and then his mastery of the offense to know how to get it into the right call. So all that to say, you know, we don't want to expose him to any kind of injury tomorrow. He's in a great place right now. You know, he's likely going to play, you know, a few snaps early, maybe the first series or so. And we'll keep conversations about that ongoing in the building here. But otherwise, he'll be there in support of his teammates, and he'll be able to interact with fans and stuff afterwards. And again, I think he's had a really nice spring. And so the goal tomorrow is, let's have some fun. Let's celebrate the progress we've made together, and really have a chance to celebrate the past year with our community. And let's get out of the game healthy.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, you can check it out at VUCommodores.com. Looking for tickets. Tickets are free, parking free down there as well, and lots of activities going on around First Bank Stadium as the spring game starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Clark, really appreciate your time. Really appreciate catching up with you, and college football season will be back around before we know it in the fall. So thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, great to be with you guys. And last thing for me, listen, it's going to be about an hour of play time. You know, again, the kids zone opens at 11 a.m. If you have young kids, to bring them out and to let them have fun. I just ask everyone to come join us, and let's have a great Saturday afternoon. Should be great weather, and a chance for us to share in the spirit of what we're building. So thanks so much for the time, guys, and look forward to seeing y'all soon.
Look forward to it as well. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Again, the black and gold spring game coming up tomorrow. As you mentioned, the kid zone opening up at 11 o'clock, the game starting at 1, so it should be a lot of fun out at Vanderbilt tomorrow. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. We got TD coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get into all things Titans with him. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.